respect for a guy like Frank Gore been doing it as long as he has.
All the way. Frank can play, man. Still got it, too. Got 36 last week in the snow. Yeah, man, I know his body hurt, but he definitely going to play hard this Thursday. And can't wait to watch him. You know, I've always had respect for Frank Game, so definitely do.
You spend a lot of time picking guys' brains that have played the position for
him. Try. You know, last week I talked to, you know, we got Jamal in my room, and last week I talked to Forte about some things. And I played Frank a couple of times over the years, so I asked him some of the same questions. And, you know, they just try to learn. I mean, when you've been in the game for that long, obviously you're doing something right. So, you know, I just want to once have my career where theirs is at. And, you know, even they are hopefully better, and we'll see.
When you were at Cal, was he kind of the big guy in the area? Do you remember stories about him? Were you talking about him in practice?
Nah, not really. You know, you just watched him play on Sunday, what he did for the Niners, and, you know, what he did was, you know, outstanding. You know, the vision, he runs with his eyes more than anything. You know, everybody said he lacks breakaway speed, but he doesn't really seems to get caught. I can't tell you now at 34 if he's getting caught, but back when he was in his red and gold days, he wasn't.
You guys still don't have a road. It's hard to wrap your head around that. What is the key to getting off the
schneid? Playing clean football, not turning the ball over, establish the run. I try to keep the crowd noise down as much as possible, and just playmakers making plays. That's how you win games on the road. So that's our challenge this week. That's what we're going to try to do on this short week, and we'll see how it works.
Speaking of challenges, this Thursday, I mean, a lot of the teams that have played on it, you know, it's tough. It seems like your body is just starting to recover, and all of a sudden you're out there playing the game again. Do you make anything different to kind of try to get ready?
I just do the same recovery process, and it's a mental thing. You know, doesn't matter who's out there Thursday, they're going to put the ball down, and it's Colts versus Broncos. So if you want your number and you want to make plays, this is an opportunity and a chance for you to make plays, you know, in a short week, you know, show the world how really great you are. So, you know, we love that. We embrace that.
Every time you've gotten 20 carries this year, you guys have won. Is that something that maybe a little message for everybody out there?
I don't know. That has nothing to do with me. That's a really interesting stat, but has nothing to do with me, man. I just, you know, when 22 is on the field, I just try to do the best I can. So if that's a stat, then let's go get 20 more, you know. That's how we look at it.
CJ, last year, I believe you said that you felt like a human jelly bean in the color of the uniform.
Pumpkin. Pumpkin, to be exact.
Has your stance changed?
Nah. You know, I'm still the same short pumpkin. So, you know, mouthpiece color would be different, though. So that's a good thing. The mouthpiece color changed this year. But other than that, yeah, I'll be a pumpkin, and, you know, I'm trying to have a Cinderella night.
What do you think of the helmets, though?
The old school decals is amazing. You know, Matt told me something that he did last year that I'm going to do this year. You know, we get to keep our helmets every year. He told Flippin' him to change the decal. So I think I'm going to go home with the old school decal helmet this offseason.
Any difference in Trevor in this last game that you saw, just demeanor?
He just played like the Trevor we know, the Trevor who won the job two years in a row, the Trevor who plays clean and stay calm and composed. And, you know, all the athletes around him made plays to make Trevor make those plays. So, you know, it's up to us to do that again for him on Thursday night and not put too much pressure on his shoulders, and he'll be fine.
Did you say anything to Cody Ealy after carrying him for a couple of yards?
Nah. I told him he owed me like $5. You know, I probably should have told him he owed me like $5,000. He definitely got it, you know. He's been in this game for a long time, and, you know, me and him tweeted with each other back and forth about it. It was funny. He couldn't believe I carried him. I couldn't believe I carried him. I was like, as heavy as this dude I gave a piggyback ride. So hopefully I get a DB on my back, you know. I think I got Cody for, what, like 6 or 7, so hopefully I can get a DB for 27, you know. So we'll see. Hopefully Darius Butler jumps on my back Thursday night and I can give him a little ride, you know.
Do you think it's ridiculous Stanton and Judge are on the same team?
No.
Because they're on your team?
Yes. All the way, man. You know, the goal, the expectations is to see 200 home runs somehow, some way in Yankee Stadium. So, sucks for pitchers in the AL. See you guys. Thank you.